Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita Tyagi. Today is Wednesday, the 9th of October, and here are the top things you need to know before the market opens. Benchmark indices snapped their 6-day losing streak on 8th October as Nifty rose over a percent to close just above the 25,000 level after a 5.6% loss from its all-time high. Meanwhile, Sensex closed 584 points higher at 81,634 level. Both benchmark indices are likely to open higher today as GIFT Nifty traded at a premium of more than 30 points from Nifty Futures Tuesday close, indicating a start in the green for the Indian market. Coming to global markets, the handover is strong as US markets staged a comeback overnight as oil prices eased amid the ongoing tensions in the Middle East. The S&P 500 index gained over 1% to close above the mark of 5,750, while the Nasdaq Composite Index was back above the 18,000 mark, ending with gains of 1.5%, courtesy to a rally in chipmakers like Nvidia. The Dow Jones Index, however, was an underperformer, but ended with gains of over 100 points. The positivity tumbled to Asian Pacific markets as well, as they rounded in trade today following a broad decline in the previous session. Investors in the region are focused on policy decisions from the Reserve Bank of New Zealand and the Reserve Bank of India. In early deals, Japan's Nikkei 225 climbed over a percent, while the broad-based topics gained 0.5%. Futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index pointed to a rebound after the index saw its worst day in over 16 years, falling 9% on Tuesday. Australia's S&P ASX 200 started the day with gains, while South Korea's markets are closed for a public holiday today. Investors in India will keenly eye the RBI monetary policy decision. According to a money control poll of 12 economists, bankers and fund managers, the MPC is expected to keep the policy repo rate unchanged as the growth inflation risks have not yet dramatically gone down. MPC's commentary regarding growth and outlook on interest rates would be important. Overall, analysts expect the market to remain cautiously optimistic with the onset of Q2 FY25 earnings season. Globally, FOMC meeting minutes will also be released later in the day, which will also be eyed. Coming to some of the stocks in focus today, Torrent Power shares will be watched as the company bagged an order from Maharashtra State Electricity Distribution Company for the supply of 2,000 megawatt energy storage capacity from its in-SETS connected pumped hydro storage plant for 40 years. So far this year, Torrent Power share has surged 93%, beating benchmark Nifty's returns of around 15%. Infosys stock will also be on investors' radar, as the tech giant has expanded its 4-year partnership with US-based Old National Bank to leverage services, solutions, and platforms for operations transformation and process digitization. Infosys will help in the transformation of key business areas through automation and generative AI. Infosys is slated to announce its Q2 earnings next week, and the company's stock has risen 25% year-to-date. IRFC stock will also be in focus as the company's board approved to finance 20 rakes for NTPC Limited at 700 crore rupees. These rakes were procured under the General Purpose Wagon Investment Scheme under the Ministry of Railways. The Railway PSU has also appointed Ajoy Chaudhary as the Chief Risk Officer for a period of 2 years. IRFC share price has jumped over 50% so far this year. Shares of Nuvama Wealth Management may witness some pressure as the financial services company has been issued an administrative warning by the Securities and Exchange Board of India following an inspection related to its merchant banking operations. Despite SEBI's warning, Nuvama has indicated that there is no material impact on its financials, operations or other activities. Shares of Tata Motors will also be in focus as the auto major reported an 11% year-on-year decline in its group wholesales, including Jaguar Land Rover, at 3.04 lakh units in the fiscal second quarter. Its global wholesale passenger vehicles sale fell 6% year-on-year, while that for JLR slumped 10%. On that note, let's move on to our Voice of the Day segment. Today we have Raj Vyas, the Vice President of Research at Teji Mandi, talking about the FII outflows and the market correction.
So if you see overall, if we give the market structure, we had a good run in 2024 so far, and our view is clear that we are in a slight risk transition zone with markets likely to consolidate with a bearish bias. So it's not like that we are in a that the bull market is over, but given the fact that there is our market was initially valued compared to this China market. If you see on the valuation picture side, our market was trading somewhere around 20 to 25 times P, while China was trading around 7 times P, 7 to 8 times. So given the fact that the recent the stimulus boost which the China has got, we see that in terms of emerging market pack, the FI flows will be moving towards China for a near-term period. So basically, because of this reason, the China market looks good right now from the economic economy will get a boost because of the interest rate cuts and the stimulus measures that the country has got. And because of this reasons, we have seen some of the metal packs also gaining the momentum. In fact, they were just at the breakout levels, and because of this reasons, the metal pack has also got a boost. And because if you see overall in the near term period, we might see some bit of correction in our own market as well. But from a 1.5 month point of view. But overall, the long-term growth story remains intact in India. If we see when the markets are down, we basically talk about the volatility index, that is on India VIX, right? So if you see, that is now at multi-year low levels, which is a positive part, right? Because it will not fall below this levels. But if we see on the contrary basis, then if the markets, they are trading at the multi-year low levels, so from here on, we might see some pullback, or it may rise. So that gives you a picture that we might see some minor correction in the near term, but not much, because already the index is down 5% from the highs that we made on 26th or 27th of September. So these are the kind of 3 to 5% of correction is what we have seen in the many months, like every now and then. So 24,800 is something a strong support Nifty levels. If it breaks below that, then we might see some bit of more correction. Right now, there is some bit of stability. The markets are not falling much. We might see some bit of like minor corrections, but not a huge corrections. So that's the reason with the earnings season beginning, we don't see a major correction. So that's the reason I talked, because from the 1 month perspective, we might see a sideways consolidation, but from there on, then post your result season, then we might see a pickup in the markets as well.
That's all we have for you today on Market Minutes. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.